30. Reincarnated WTC Nuke Theory and Dmitry Kalazov. May 19, 2010. Please refer to the text version of this book to view the referenced photos. Recently, much exposure has been given to Dmitry Kalazov and his detailed presentation about the supposed nuclear demolition of the WTC buildings on 9/11. A number of websites seem to be linked to this. Among them, 9/11thology.com and nuclear-demolition.com. Dmitry also has a YouTube channel, 9/11thology, which was created on January 7, 2009. This was how Dmitry contacted me, through YouTube, inviting me to watch his video series. Why did he contact me specifically, I wondered. Though I do have an interest in the destruction of the WTC, I am not connected to the military, nor do I have any official standing. I rarely go searching for other YouTube users who have similar interests or videos on their channel. I simply don't have the time. Dmitry has also contacted a couple of other people I know who are studying 9/11, and he had also been posting on the GLP forum. He seems to keep himself quite busy and has achieved significant exposure for his flawed conclusions, which cannot explain the evidence. We exchanged YouTube messages between 28th of March 2010 and the 5th of April 2010. In the videos, apparently now made private on his channel, Dmitry comes across very well and seems very sincere and polite. Unfortunately, however, he cannot explain the available evidence concerning what actually happened at the WTC on 9/11. Dmitry Kalazov claims that the nuclear device was positioned 77 meters below ground. He spends quite some time explaining why the normal nuclear effects, which I and others have pointed out, were not seen or not obvious. One problem is that Dmitry does not explain how or when the nuke was planted, and he cannot explain why the WTC bathtub was undamaged, except with very precise positioning of the nuke. How exactly? Once again, people I know seem to have fallen for this new posting as if it is some kind of super-duper new explanation, when in reality it is not. Please see below for 1. My notes on his YouTube video sequence, which now seems to have been deleted, and 2. My correspondence via YouTube messaging. Please note where he says he cannot explain the evidence. Rough notes on YouTube presentation. Dmitry cannot explain Hurricane Aaron's presence, nor the silent disappearance of the WTC. Look at his diagram of a nuclear furnace created beneath the WTC, which it melted down into. This is pure nonsense. We saw the steel turning to dust. WTC nuke theory, self-contradiction. WTC is melted and turned to dust at the same time. Those watching Kalazov's analysis can easily be taken in by the authoritative-looking diagrams and presentation. However, a little scrutiny reveals basic contradictions within the analysis itself and with other available photographic evidence. The website Bibliotheca Pleiades has a reposting of Dmitry's analysis. In Part 10 of the analysis, we start getting to his rather detailed description of what happened when the supposed 150-kiloton nuclear device exploded. I've saved a couple of still shots below. Here we see his description of the nuke explosion being forced up into the tower. Photo follows. Here, Dmitry describes the sequence of events during the first few milliseconds of the supposed nuke explosion and how the rock around the exploding nuke becomes crushed or damaged. He posits that the damaged zone extends, quote, up into the tower, unquote, to a height of 300 meters. Photo follows. He claims that this caused the building to turn to dust, as shown in the above diagram. However, it is important to realize that this contradicts what he said in Part 9, as shown below. Photo follows. Here in Part 9 of his video series, he says that a kind of nuclear furnace was created and the building kind of melted down into it. This is my own interpretation of what he shows in the diagram above. Please watch his presentation to make sure I'm not misquoting him. So the contradiction is, how can the building melt down into the furnace, yet also turn to dust. Additionally, the idea that heat and melting would solely be confined to the structure of the WTC is rather difficult to swallow. Such intense heat would radiate out into the surroundings. Also, as we can see in the photos below, the basement survived. At no point did they form part of a nuclear furnace. Photos follow. How were the people able to walk around in there and not be irradiated or burned or both so soon after the event? Look at the second photo. Where is the evidence of such high heat? This alone completely negates the validity of this latest variant of the WTC nuke theory. Some correspondence with Dmitry Kalazov and 9/11thology. This is a short section of some lengthy correspondence with Dmitry. 2. 9/11thology. Re-invitation. Hello, Dmitry. Thanks for your message and invitation. I may try to watch the video, but I am intrigued to know if it addresses these basic points of evidence discussed here in this email exchange. My website, checktheevidence.com, is referenced here. Also, do you have any connection or have you communicated at all with Ed Ward, MD, in relation to the WTC destruction? Over 40 points of explanation need to be addressed. And Dr. Judy Wood's website is referenced here. Finally, what legal or similar challenges will you or your associates be making or initiating based on what you know? Thanks. Andrew. Dmitry replies, Dear Andrew, to answer your question, yes, I read attentively your mail exchange, and yes, I could assure you that you will not feel sorry for spending your precious time to watch the disgust movie. Don't forget that those whom you call nukers are merely conspiracy theorists that are not much different from thermiters or nanothermiters. They simply guess without actually knowing anything. Here, you have a totally different approach. You deal with a former officer of the Soviet nuclear intelligence who is firstly a specialist, at least to a certain extent, in actual underground nuclear explosions who could easily explain to you all their properties. Secondly, who is an eyewitness who can confirm, even could confirm under oath in front of a court of law, that inbuilt nuclear demolition scheme of the WTC and that of the Sears Tower existed long before it was implemented on 9/11. Thirdly, who could satisfactorily explain mechanics of the tower's collapse, including that of the WT-7 and the Marriott Hotel and even that of the Fighterman Hall? And who could satisfactorily explain mechanics of WTC steel beams pulverization, which so far no mortal in this world could do satisfactorily, in my humble opinion. See the difference? Regarding the next part of your suggestion about following guidelines described in AA2, some of the principal data that must be explained, I agree with some points of that must, and I do explain it in the proposed movie in the most satisfactorily manner. However, being a specialist, really a specialist, I can't agree with all points that are listed in the above must list, so instead of confirming them, I prefer to disprove them by not leaving a stone standing, but in no case are they ignored. They are either confirmed or disproved. I'm a black and white kind of man. I don't like to leave any gray areas unaddressed. Regarding the last part of your question, what legal challenges could I bring? It is difficult to answer. Being a non-American, I am a Russian. I do not have any legal right to demand any justice on behalf of others, perhaps only on behalf of myself. And when it comes to me personally, yes, I am planning to sue the U.S. government one day, or their attempt to link me to the 9/11 perpetrators and to the 2002 Bali bombers, since they accused me personally in 2003 of supplying fake passports to non-existent 9/11 hijackers and to several top figures of Al-Qaeda and Jamia Islamia terrorist organizations, which were absolutely groundless accusations, though registered in some courts of law and easily verifiable. However, since I knew, from my former service, the Soviet nuclear intelligence, of the existence of the built-in nuclear demolition scheme of the WTC, which existed from the beginning of the 70s, being designed by the Controlled Demolition, Inc., I could testify that before the court of law, if anyone asked me to do so. Besides, I could testify to other sensitive details of the 9/11 perpetration because I personally knew some of its top planners from the Mossad. I mean personally, not by hearing some rumors about them. I could provide also some legal documents regarding some top Mossad figures' participation in the 9/11 and regarding how some U.S. officials and French secret services managed to cover them up. In case it helps, I could do it. Finally, just watch the movie. It is all there. I realize you are a busy person, but this movie is worth seeing. By no means will you feel sorry for spending your time watching it. But there is one warning. You have to watch it very attentively and all the 26 parts. Thank you for your kind attention. Sincerely yours, Dmitry.